Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Tomorrow, Saturday, the 25th of November, is White Ribbon Day for 2017, and community members are being encouraged to show their support for those experiencing family violence by participating in the Albany Women's Centre Umbrella Project and having a chat with Trish from Soroptimus International Albany. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you.
Tell us about the Umbrella Project.
So the Umbrella Project's been coordinated by the Albany Women's Centre, and Soroptimus International is one of the sponsors of that project. And the project is running from the 25th of November, which is White Ribbon Day, through what is called the 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence. And that ends on the 10th of December this year. So it incorporates the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and Human Rights Day. And so during that 16 days of activism in Albany, we are involved with the Umbrella Project, which will include posters and photographs that people from the community have sent in to the Women's Centre. And they're going to be put up around the city of Albany to remind people about family and domestic violence in our community.
In the Great Southern, it's been well reported that there's been over 1,600 incidents reported in the past 12 months. But it's estimated this only represents about 20% of incidents because there isn't many incidents being reported. And we're looking to change that, aren't we?
We're certainly looking for change. And the White Ribbon campaign. The White Ribbon campaign was started in 1991, and it's a male-led movement, and it's an awareness-raising campaign across the world where men can show their support to ending violence against women and children. So the White Ribbon Day is, I guess, a male-orientated action. So on the White Ribbon website, which is whiteribbon.org.au, you can actually make a pledge. As a male member of our community, you can make a pledge to stop violence in our community.
And support is available for those impacted by family violence. You can get in touch with the 24-hour hotline, 9845 6000, and there's also the 1800 number, 1800 RESPECT.
And there's also support for both men and women in Albany. So there's actually support for men at Anglicare, and Anglicare's office is in Collie Street. They've got male counsellors there that can assist men. And there is also support for women at the Albany Women's Centre.
Good morning to you. If you're in Spencer Park, we're putting the spotlight on you all this week. City of Albany is inviting residents in Spencer Park to join in 1,000 cups of coffee, 100 conversations. It started yesterday and it runs until tomorrow, happening inside the Spencer Park Shopping Centre. And joining us now is Senior Community Development Officer Tammy Flett down at the City of Albany. Tammy, Spencer Park's got a lot of history. It's been around. It's one of Albany's oldest suburbs, isn't it?
It's been around since the 1950s, so it's very similar in age to Alokya as a community suburb. So the hospital and the school and all them were kind of both all put there around a similar time.
Some important infrastructure, as you mentioned, in Spencer Park. So a lot of people would be heading in there. And the city is keen to talk to residents about, you know, how we can create better connections with Spencer Park.
From 10 till 5:30 yesterday, we spoke with over 130 people yesterday who were coming through the shopping centre. Some of them came just because, you know, they knew we were there, and others we just grabbed on the way past to find out what it is they love about Spencer Park. So we've got little tags and people write what they love and they hang on our love tree, which is a Christmas tree, so it's good timing. So we've had a lot of things like they love the convenience of Spencer Park, so close to everything. They love the fact that they've got, you know, the butcher, the baker, the chemist, the doctor surgery, the supermarket, all right there. So they don't really have to leave. Another lady loved the fact that once you're in Spencer Park, it's fairly flat. So for her, it means she can walk everywhere and not have to struggle up a hill.
That's very important.
We've had some really great feedback for what they love about Spencer Park. And then we're also asking people for their big ideas about how we can make Spencer Park better or connect community better. So we've had everything from community gardens to there's a mural project. Someone else suggested we need a youth drop-in style centre there. We've also had a lot of requests for more greener Spencer Park, so a lot more trees, a bit of a like a green central square kind of idea has been coming out. And there's a huge barrel full of ideas down there. I haven't actually looked at them all yet, but we're definitely accruing hundreds of ideas.
That's excellent. And a similar project happened in Lockyer in the past year, and as a result, there's been some groups formed.
Yeah, so when we did a similar project in Lockyer, we had the Lockyer Action Network form. And that group has really been driving change in Lockyer. They've been working quite closely with the city around getting increasing number of street trees, upgrade to Lake Wallara, and they've also been holding monthly get-togethers, which is really good about bringing people together who may have lived in the same suburb for, you know, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, but never really got to know many people around them. So they have been doing amazing work, and I know that they're going to continue to just grow Lockyer and thrive. As to what's going to happen in Spencer Park, we don't know yet. It's a different community. But what's going to happen at the party on Saturday afternoon is we're going to invite all those people who have been involved in the conversations to come down to the party, and they'll get a chance to see all the ideas that have been generated. And we're going to do a process called Doc Democracy, where everyone gets given 6 dots, and that's going to be their way of voting on the ideas as to what they really want to see happening.
We're only a month off Christmas Eve, and the festive music's starting to filter through the place.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen, but do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Charles.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Bit of a remix for a Friday to spice things up. We are talking about Operation Rudolph, which is coming up in a few weeks' time, and it's happening Saturday the 9th, proudly supported by 783 Triple M. Dales White on special comments. Good morning.
G'day, mate. How are you?
I am terrific. This is happening, what, for the third year now in Albany?
It'll be the third year in Albany. It's been running now for around, 17 years in Queensland.
In other parts of the country, yes.
And it's the third year in Albany. Of course, it's all for a worthwhile cause. It's billed as the emergency services gift to the people of Albany because it's lights, sirens, action, lots and lots of fun. And it's raising money for PCYC, which is a very worthwhile organisation. And lots of people don't realise that over 1,000 youths and children a week get along to PCYC, and you've got the likes of the Police Rangers based out of there, which is a great cadet organisation. And I think they've produced some outstanding police officers from that. You've also got Icebreakers based out of there. You've got things like the childcare. You've got the Friday night activities. But I can tell you all about this, but let's find out more from, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Terry Eaton.
The build-up like
you got
that.
You got your other hat on.
Yeah, mate, It's a really good thing in this community. You can actually have two or three hats and have some really good input and get some really good feedback and work really well with the community. So it's great that Dales has come on board and brought this to us and give us another rod to hang a hat on for the events of the year.
It's one of your bigger events now because you have the ball in early in the year in about February.
Yep, the ball's already on the way and getting the mix ready for next February. So looking forward to having a good crowd that night as well. So that'll start being promoted a little bit more in the weeks coming up. But this one is about the Operation Rudolph, which I'm really pleased that we can be a part of.
We had fun last year because we went to about 8 locations last year.
We did.
I was following the convoy, and at each stop, I think we had about 8 videos on our Facebook. But this year, we're going to step it up. We're actually going to be broadcasting from the Triple M Ute.
I think we might be actually making history in Albany, because it'll be the first time that, and I stand to be corrected, but it'll be the first time that a radio show has ever been broadcast while it's mobile.
This will be the second show. Our sister station did one a couple of years ago.
But the first one in Albany, which will be good for Triple M. Mm. So I think that's going to be good. And I think what's exciting is that, you know, you'll be out there with the crowd, getting the feel, talking to the people. And it's quite amazing. You know, if you go to places like Lakeside, we had thousands turn out. But the important thing is not only entertaining the people and giving them something to talk about. If each one of them gave a dollar, we'd have nearly $4,000 or $5,000 to give to PCYC. Mm. We're not asking for a lot of money, just a dollar coin, 20 cent coins, whatever you can give.
Sounds of Albany.
As we round out the week, the jackpot today is at $2,080 with the sound. You need to tell us what it is and where you can find it. Kyle is being persistent. He wants to take this out from Peaceful Bay.
Good
Kyle,
mate.
Before we get into that, a quick weather report out there. What's it looking like?
Beautiful. Hardly a cloud in the sky.
God's country out there, is it?
Yeah, beautiful, mate.
Well, $2,080 would complement it nicely.
Well, matey, I'm going to go differently. I think it might be a cord retracted on the vacuum cleaner.
Something on the vacuum cleaner?
Yeah, the cords are going back in when you press the button and retract the cord.
Well, I vacuumed my house the other day and that's not it, I'm sorry.
No.
Thanks, right. Carl.
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
You enjoy today in Peaceful Bay. Glenn's on the line. Sounds of Albany today, jackpot at $2,080. Glenn, what do you reckon it is?
My mate Pete reckons cricket ball being hit down the indoor cricket.
Cricket ball being hit down at indoor cricket. Unfortunately, caught left behind.
Oh, bugger.
Sorry, Glenn, can't give you the cash.
No worries, mate. Cheers.
Good on you, mate. Monday, the jackpot rises to $2,100 here. Sounds of Albany, Triple M.